Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another teaching on faith.
Hello, nami Abdi Bill Winston, wilujeng sumping ni pelajaran sanesna ngenan iman.
The lesson today will be lesson 2 on living by faith.
Pelajaran ayeuna nyaeta pelajaran 2 ngeunaan hirup ku iman.
To start our teaching, let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 2.
Awitan pelajaran urang mangga tingali Habakkuk 2.
Over in Habakkuk chapter 2,
dina Habakkuk 2,
I'll start reading at verse 4.
Kawitan ku ayat 4.
Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him.
Saleresna jalma anu sombong teu lurus hatena.
But the just shall live by his faith.
Jalma hade bakal hirup ku kapercayaanana.
That's a reading from the Old Covenant.
Yehijitek dina perjanjian lawas.
And God is prophesying and speaking things to come about the just and how they should live by faith.
Hal anu jung anubuatkeun ngeunaan hal anu bakal kajadian ku jalma hade jeung kumaha maranehna hirup tina iman.
Now let's turn over to Romans chapter 1.
Ayeuna urang buka Roma 1.
Over in Romans chapter 1.
Tingali Roma 1.
And I'll read starting at verse 17.
Balis macakeun ngawitan ayat 17.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Sabab dirinya nyata babeneran Allah anu dasarna tina iman, anu mingpin kana iman.
As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Seperti nu ditulis jalma hade bakal hirup ku iman.
So you see here where even as in the Old Covenant and the New Covenant,
pamisa derek ningali dina perjanjian lawas ayana perjanjian anyar.
God is calling for his people to live by faith.
Allah nyambat umatna kang hirup ku iman.
Now, as we talked about yesterday, faith is necessary if you're going to walk with God.
Sapertos anu parantos dibahas kamari, iman teh perlu pisan upamisa derek bade mapah sareng Allah.
We talked about the fact that you are a new species of being.
Urang nyarioskeun ngeunaan fakta yen saderek ciptaan anu enggal.
That once we get born again,
nu parantos dibabarkeun deui,
something new has taken place.
Anu enggal parantos kajantenan.
The Bible says,
Kitab Suci ngadawuh,
that God gives to every believer,
alamasian ka siap jalma anu percaya,
the measure of faith.
Ukuran iman.
Now it says also in Hebrews chapter 11, let's turn there.
Dicarioskeun dina Ibrani 11 mangga urang buka.
In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6,
Ibrani 11 ayat 6,
it says, without faith it is impossible to please him.
Tapi teu make iman, moal aya jalma anu berkenan ka Allah.
Now this speaks about pleasing God.
Nyarioskeun ngeunaan berkenan ka Allah.
That if you and I are going to please God,
we're going
to have some faith. So we said one of the reasons that we want faith is that we want to please God. Another reason why we said we want faith is because faith is the master key.
Margi iman nyaeta kunci utama.
And what we use as an illustration,
nah, anu kurang anggo kanggo hiji gambaran.
We used money.
Kurang angge artos.
Whatever your money is,
naon wae artos aderek.
You can take that money,
aderek kesan nyandak artos,
and take it to the market,
nyandak ke pasar,
and buy food with it,
meser tuangan,
and buy clothing with it,
meser baju.
You can pay doctor bills with it,
biasa mayar ka dokter.
Because money,
kumargi artos.
The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, chapter 10 and verse 19,
pasal 10 ayat 18,
that money answereth all things.
Artos ngamungkinkeun sadayana.
So notice how you can get money and get things.
Barang-barang.
So now, let's substitute money with faith.
Mangga urang gentoskeun artos ku iman.
And now with faith,
ayeuna ku iman,
you can get things.
Saderek teh sakeng segala rupi.
You can get saved.
Kenging keselamatan.
You can get healed.
Ngadamangkeun.
You can get peace.
Pengin kerta.
You can get joy.
Pengin sukabunga.
You can get all the inheritance that God has promised you.
Pengin sadaya warisan nu Allah janjikeun ka saderek.
And the more money you have,
geseur artos anu saderek
kalu, the more you can buy from the market.
Geseur nu tiasa dipeser.
The more faith you have,
langkung ageung iman,
the more you can do in the spirit.
Geseur nu tiasa dipedaman di lebet roh.
Some people have a little bit of faith.
Sabara urang ngagaduhan iman nu alit.
Some may have great faith.
Sabara panginten ngagaduhan iman nu ageung.
Or strong faith.
Iman nu kuat.
Faith grows.
Nu tumuwuh.
When God started with Abraham,
halangawitan ka Abraham.
Abraham didn't have much faith.
Abraham teu ngagaduhan seuriman.
But as God walked with Abraham,
waktu Allah mapas sareng Abraham,
and Abraham walked with God,
Abraham mapas sareng Allah,
Abraham's faith began to grow.
Iman Abraham ngawitan tumuwuh.
So one day, God called for Abraham,
Allah ngageroan Abraham,
to offer up his only son Isaac.
Kanggo masrahkeun putra tunggalna Ishak.
And Abraham had faith.
Abraham ngagaduhan iman.
And as he was planning to offer him up,
terus anjeunna ngarencanakeun kanggo masrahkeun putrana,
God stopped Abraham.
Allah ngalirenkeun Abraham.
And God said to Abraham,
Allah ngadawuh ka Abraham,
I see now that you trust me.
Kami nyaho ayeuna maneh percaya ka kami.
And instead of offering up his son,
jang ganti persembahan putrana,
God gave Abraham a substitute.
Allah masihan gantina.
He gave him a ram.
Anjeuna masihan hiji domba jalu.
And he said there was a ram in the bush.
Anjeuna ngadawuh aya hiji domba jalu dina rungkun.
So Abraham took that ram.
Abraham nyandak eta domba jalu.
And offered him up to God.
Masrahkeun eta domba ka Allah.
Now can you see what happened to us?
Nah, katingali ku saderek.
Jesus came.
Yesus sumping.
Into the earth.
Ka dunya.
As the Lamb of God.
Celaku anak domba Allah.
He was offered up for us.
Anjeuna dipasrahkeun ka ngurang.
So now we see.
Urang tingali ayeuna.
That faith grows.
Dan iman tumbuh.
And we need faith.
Urang meliogikeun iman.
To get born again.
Kanggo dibabarkeun deui.
And we need faith.
Urang meliogikeun iman.
To receive the inheritance.
Kanggo nampi warisan.
That God has for us.
Allah nyayogikeun kang urang.
I want to turn you to a scripture.
Perhatoskeun hiji ayat ku saderek.
In Galatians chapter 3.
Dina Galatia 3.
As we look at this scripture in Galatians chapter 3,
urang ningali ayat ieu dina Galatia 3.
I want to read starting at verse 13.
Baca ti ayat 13.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Kristus parantos nebus urang tina kutuk hukum Toret.
Being made a curse for us.
Jalan janten kutuk kumargi urang.
For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Kakutuk jalma nu digantung dina kai palang.
So Jesus Christ,
Yesus Kristus,
the anointed one,
anjeuna nu diurapan,
became a curse for us.
Janten hiji kutuk kang urang.
He was our substitute.
Anjeuna ngagantikeun urang.
He bore what we deserve.
Anjeuna nu nanggung dosa urang.
And it says here in verse 14,
dina ayat 14,
that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles.
Berkah Abraham dugi ka seler bangsa.
Through Jesus Christ.
Langkungan Yesus Kristus.
That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Iman urang nampi roh anu parantos dijanjikeun teh.
So now.
Ayeuna.
We're seeing something here.
Urang ningali hiji hal di dieu.
That by faith.
Ku iman.
We came into God's family.
Urang lebet kana kula warga Allah.
And when we got born again,
waktu urang dibabarkeun deui,
we came into that great family.
Urang lebet kana keluarga anu ageung.
And now we have an inheritance.
Dina urang ngagaduhan hiji warisan.
An inheritance is something that's passed down.
Warisan nya eta anu diteraskeun.
Let's say someone is very wealthy.
Contohna aya nu kacida beungharna.
And they die.
Manehna maot.
They pass on an inheritance.
Manehna ngantunkeun warisan.
And the children would inherit their property.
Barudakna bakal nampi.
Would inherit their businesses.
Manehna bakal ngawariskeun bisnis manehna.
Would inherit money.
Ngawariskeun artos.
Well, God has an inheritance for us.
Allah ngagaduhan hiji warisan kang urang.
And we have to receive that inheritance by faith.
Urang kedah nampi warisan ku iman.
Now our inheritance
warisan urang
is already there.
Parantos aya.
It takes faith.
Ia memerlukan iman.
And obedience.
Ketaatan.
That we can receive our inheritance.
Kurang kesan nampi warisan kita.
Let me point out something to you.
Di mana nunjukkan hiji hal kasadar?
Abraham. When he was asked to offer up Isaac.
Anjeuna disuruhkeun kang ngomasrakeun Ishak.
God showed him where to go.
Pangeran nunjukkeun ka anjeuna kumaha kadana.
Upon the mountain.
Ka luhur gunung.
However, God stopped him and saw his faith and told him, don't offer up
Isaac,
for I have prepared a ram in the bush. Now the ram was already there. You see, your inheritance is already there. God has you in mind. Right now, He has exactly what you desire.
Anjeuna terangan anu pas kang sadarek.
He knows the kind of house you like.
Anjeuna terangan bumi nu sadarek resep.
He knows the kind of car you want.
Terangan mobil nu sadarek peryogi.
He knows the kind of job you want.
Terangan padamelan nu sadarek hoyong.
Now it's already there.
Arantos aya di dinya.
It's not where you can see
sanes it. Di mana sadek tiasa ninga eta?
It's in another realm.
Ieu aya di dunya nu sanes.
Called the realm of the spirit.
Disebat dunya roh.
So the Bible says,
Kitab suci nyaroskeun
in 1 Corinthians,
dina hiji Korintus,
chapter 15 and verse 57,
pasal 15 ayat 57.
Let's turn there.
Angga urang tingali.
As we look at 1 Corinthians,
ingali dina hiji Korintus,
chapter 15,
pasal 15,
verse 57,
ayat 57,
but thanks be to God,
syukur ka Allah,
which giveth us the victory,
parantos masihan ka urang kemenangan,
through our Lord Jesus Christ,
ku Yesus Kristus Gusti urang.
You see, you already have the victory.
Sadarek parantos kenging kemenangan.
God has already given you the victory.
Allah parantos masihan sadarek keunggulan.
And He has given you that victory even before you came into the earth.
Anjeuna parantos masihan sadarek keunggulan sadarcana sadarek lahir ka dunya.
He has prepared victory for you.
Anjeuna nyayagikeun keunggulan kanggo sadarek.
Let's go to another one.
Mangga urang ningali nu sanesna.
Let's go to peace.
Urang ngingkeun karta.
Let's go to Romans chapter 5.
Ningali Roma pasal 5.
You see, all of these things
sadarek ningali hal ieu
are already there.
Parantos aya di dinya.
You see, God has prepared beforehand.
Allah parantos nyadiakeun sateuacana.
For your coming and my coming.
Ngodongkapna urang.
Into His family.
Irebet keluargana.
He's not working at the last minute trying to make ready.
Anjeuna teu barang damel di waktos akhir kang nyiapkeunana.
He has prepared a place for you.
Anjeuna parantos nyiapkeun hiji tempat kang sadarek.
Look what it says in Romans chapter 5.
Tingali dina Roma pasal 5.
Therefore, being justified by faith,
kusabab kitu urang bener-bener ku iman,
we have peace with God.
Urang hirup dina kakertaan sareng Allah.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kumargi Gusti urang Yesus Kristus.
Now notice what it says you have.
Ratoske naon ku sadarek gaduh.
You have peace.
Sadarek ngagaduhan kerta.
Now you say you don't have peace. Ratoske
sadarek teu ngagaduhan kerta.
Well, peace has already been provided.
Kerta parantos aya.
So now you have to reach out with your faith.
Sadarek kedah ngingkeun anak ku iman.
Take hold of your peace.
Tanda kertas saderek.
And bring it back into your life.
Tanda kana kahirupan saderek.
For we walk by faith.
Mangki urang mapah ku iman.
And not by sight.
Sanes ku tingalian.
Let's take another one.
Ratoskeun sanes.
About forgiveness.
Ngeunaan pangampura.
Let's turn over to 1 John.
Buka hiji Yohanes.
And chapter 1.
Pasal hiji.
As we look at 1 John
ningali pasal hiji
and chapter 1
di hiji Yohanes,
here's what it says.
Ieu nu dicarioskeun.
If we confess our sins,
upama urang ngaku dosa urang,
He is faithful and just to
anjeuna teh satianya adil
to forgive us our sins,
anjeuna nu bakal ngampura dosa urang,
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness,
nyucikeun urang tina sakala kajahatan.
Now what we have to do?
Naon nu kudu dipidame?
As believers,
selaku jalma percaya,
if somehow we miss God,
luka kuma urang kalengitan Allah,
and do the wrong thing,
ngelakukeun kesalahan,
then we confess our sin.
Lajeng urang ngaku dosa.
And it says here,
dicarioskeun,
that God is faithful,
yen Allah teh satia,
and He's just,
anjeuna adil,
to forgive us our sins,
ngampura urang tina sakala dosa,
and cleanse us,
nyucikeun urang,
from all unrighteousness.
Dina segala kejahatan.
So notice what you have to do.
Perhatoskeun anu ku sadar kedah dipidama.
You have to confess.
Sadar kedah ngaku.
And believe you receive forgiveness.
Percaya yang sadar nampi pangampura.
Now some people,
ayah beberapa orang,
after they have done this,
maranehna ngaku hal ieu.
Still walk feeling very condemned.
Masih gaduh rasa dihukum.
But for so long a time.
Kanggo waktu sulami.
Why?
Naha?
Because they're waiting on a feeling.
Kumargi maranehna nuju ngantosan hiji rasa.
And faith is not a feeling.
Iman sanes hiji rarasaan.
Faith is acting on the word of God.
Iman nyata tindakan numutkeun dawuhan Allah.
Let's turn to one more.
Mangurang tingali deui.
Let's turn to the book of James.
Bukan dina kitab Yakobus.
Chapter 1.
Pasal 1.
Over in the book of James.
Dina kitab Yakobus.
And chapter 1.
Pasal 1.
Here's what it says in verse 5.
Ieu nu dicaraoskeun dina ayat 5.
If any of you lack wisdom,
tapi lamun di antara maraneh nu kakurangan hikmat,
let him ask of God.
Maneh kudu minta ka Allah.
That giveth to all men,
numacehan ka sadaya jalma,
liberally and upbraideth not.
Dinu kamurana teh sareng nyombongkeun diri.
And it shall be given him.
Eta bakal dipasihan ku anjeunna.
But let him ask how?
Ku anjeunna naros.
In faith.
Di lebet iman.
You can see now.
Kaderek kesa ningali.
That if you ask God.
Pemisa derek nyuhunkeun ka Allah.
You're going to have to believe you received it.
Percantan yang saderek perantos nampi.
Before you feel it.
Percantan saderek ngaraos kenal kan.
And that's the principle of faith.
Eta prinsip iman.
And that's how God calls us to live.
Nyaya kumaha Allah ngageroan kuang wahirup.
Now let me show you what God has given you.
Jinkeun abdi nyuhunkeun ka Allah sparantos ukasikeun.
Turn to 2 Peter.
Buka 2 Petrus.
Which is not far from the book of James.
Tejauh tina kitab Yakobus.
And look at chapter 1.
Pasal 1.
Now we got to keep this very simple for you.
Urang bakal ngadamel sederhana pisan kang sadarek.
So you can understand it.
Wadas tiasa kartos.
Look at verse 2.
Tingali ayat 2.
Of 2 Peter chapter 1.
Tina 2 Petrus pasal 1.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you.
Kasih karunia jeung kakertaan minuhun anjeun.
Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Pengenalan ka Allah sareng Yesus Gusti urang.
According as his divine power.
Kumargi kawasa ilahina parantos.
Has given unto us all things.
Dianugerahkeun ka urang.
That pertain to life and godliness.
Sagala nu hal aya gunana keur hirup nu bener.
Through the knowledge of him.
Kuwanohna urang ka anjeunna.
That has called us to glory and virtue.
Parantos nyambat urang ku kawasana kunu mulia sareng ajaib.
Notice what it said in verse 3.
Tingali ayat 3.
It didn't say he is going to give to us.
Anjeunna teh nyarios pade masihkeun ka urang.
No.
Teu lain-lain.
It says he has given to us.
Anjeunna parantos masihan ka urang.
You see, God has done it all.
Allah parantos midamel sadayana.
Now all you and I have to do is receive.
Ayeuna saderek sareng abdi kedah nampi.
Christ died 2,000 years ago.
Kristus pupus 2,000 tahun kapengker.
All you had to do is receive.
Kaderek kedah nampi.
God prepared for healing for you 2,000 years ago.
Allah nyayukikeun kawarasan kanggo saderek 2,000 tahun kapengker.
Now we have to receive.
Ayeuna urang kedah nampi.
But remember.
Sing emut.
It takes some money.
Periyogi artos.
To buy the goods.
Pamesar barang-barang.
It takes some faith.
Periyogi iman.
To get your inheritance.
Kanggo kenging warisan.
Now how do we say faith comes?
Kumaha iman eta aya?
By hearing.
Kadangu.
By hearing.
Kungadangu.
By hearing.
Kungadangu.
And by hearing the word of God.
Ngadangu dawuhan Allah.
Now let me tell you what happened to me.
Abdi nyaritakeun ka saderek nu kajantenan.
I had a terrible rash on my skin.
Kulit abdi arateul.
And it was terrible.
Yeu ngaganggu pisan.
It began to go down my chest.
Nuhitan turun kana dada abdi.
And come up my neck.
Naik kana beuheung abdi.
I could hardly put on a tie anymore.
Meh abdi teu tiasa ngaudasi.
I said to myself.
Abdi nyeureus ka diri sorangan.
I've been redeemed from the curse.
Abdi parantos ditebus tina kutuk.
And this sickness is under the curse.
Panyakit ieu teu aya handapeun kutuk.
So I prayed to God.
Dengan doa ka Gusti.
And the Holy Spirit.
Terang Roh Kudus.
Showed me some of my inheritance.
Nunjukkeun sabeberapa warisan abdi.
Some of the promises of God.
Sabeberapa janji Allah.
So I went to them.
Abdi ningali ayat-ayat eta.
Let me show you what he
abdi
showed me.
Abdi nunjukkeun ka saderek naon anu ku anjeunna nunjukkeun ka abdi.
Turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
Dina Amsal 4.
Over in Proverbs chapter 4.
Dina Amsal 4.
You can see in verse 20.
Tingali ayat 20.
It says, "My son, attend to my words."
Anaking, perhatikan dawuhan kami.
"Incline thine ear to my sayings."
Harakeun ceuli anjeun kana dawuhan kami.
"Let them not depart from thine eyes."
Tong nepi ka jauh tina panon anjeun.
"Keep them in the midst of thine heart."
Pindeun dina jero hate.
"For they are life to those that find them."
Eta nu jadi kahirupan keur maraneh anu ngengingkeunana.
"And health to all their flesh."
Kawarasan kanggo awak maraneh.
"And I looked up the word health."
Abdi maratoskeun kata kawarasan.
"And it translates medicine."
Diterjemahkeun hartosna obat.
"So the word of God."
Jauhan Allah.
"Can be medicine."
Ya sajanten obat.
"Well, I went to another scripture."
Abdi ningal dawuhan anu sanes.
"Found in Psalms chapter 107.
Dina Jabur 107.
Let's go over there.
Mangga tingali.
"And now, as I give you this."
Abdi masihanal ieu.
"We're finding out something."
Kang bakal ngingkeun hiji hal.
"Something about God."
Ngeunaan Allah.
"And what he's already provided."
Naon parantos anjeunna saeukeukeun.
"Now this is for the believer."
Kanggo jalma nu percanten.
"It's for people who are in God's family."
Kanggo jalma di lebet keluarga Allah.
"When I was sick as a young boy."
Waktos masih alit abdi teu damang.
"Dad used to always go to the medicine cabinet."
Pun bapa biasana mios kalomari obat.
"And he'd pull out some medicine."
Anjeunna bakal ngaluarkeun obat.
"And he'd give me some medicine."
Nasihan abdi obat.
"But now."
Ayeuna,
"I have discovered."
Abdi parantos mendakan.
"As a child of God."
Selaku anak Allah.
"The word is medicine."
Jauhan teh obat.
"And I can take as much as I want."
Abdi tetiasa nyanak sakoyong abdi.
"And it won't hurt me."
Ieu teu nganyirikeun abdi.
"But it will help me."
Ieu bakal nulungan abdi.
"And I found in Psalms 107.
Dina Mazmur 107.
Look at verse 20.
Tingali ayat 20.
"He sent his word."
Didugikeunana eta dawuhanna.
"And heal them."
Terasi damangkeun maranehna.
"And deliver them."
Diingkahkeun maranehna.
"From their destruction."
Tina liang kubur.
Let's read it like this.
Mangga urang aos.
"He sent his word."
Anjeunna ngirimkeun dawuhanna.
"And it healed them."
Eta ngadamangkeun maranehna.
You see, the word of God.
Dawuhan Allah.
Has power.
Ngagaduhan kawasa.
God sent his word.
Allah ngirimkeun dawuhanna.
To heal us.
Kanggo ngadamangkeun urang.
So what happened?
Naon anu kajantenan?
Faith started coming.
Iman ngawitan aya.
Then God showed me another scripture.
Anu nuduhkeun dawuhan anu sanes.
Found in Isaiah chapter 53.
Dina Yesaya 53.
Let's turn to that.
Kanggo urang buka.
As we look in Isaiah chapter 53.
Tingali dina Yesaya 53.
I took that scripture.
Abdi nyanak ayat eta.
And I typed them all out on these cards.
Abdi nyarat sadayana dina kartu.
Now this is not the only healing scripture I had.
Kanes dawuhan ngeunaan kawarasan abdi teu gaduh.
I typed out about 6 of them.
Abdi nyeratna genep ayat.
Maybe 7 or 8.
Pangenten 7 dugi ka 8.
And I start saying them.
Dan ngucapkeun ayat eta.
3 times a day.
3 kali sadinten.
Why?
Naha?
Faith cometh.
Iman aya.
Faith cometh.
Iman aya.
Faith cometh.
Iman aya.
Faith cometh.
Iman aya.
By hearing.
Ti ngadangu.
And hearing by the word of God.
Ti ngadangu dawuhan Allah.
Remember I told you.
Adikas masihan terang kasadaran.
What I need to get my inheritance.
Naon kula diperlukeun kanggo keng eta warisan.
Healing is mine.
Kawarasan teh milik abdi.
But I receive it by faith.
Abdi nampi ku iman.
And Jesus taught this.
Yesus ngurang kieu.
He says, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Well, what happened?
Naon ka jantenan?
I begin to read Isaiah
53:4-5. Aos Isaya 53 ayat
4-5. And here's what it says.
Ieu nu dicarioskeun.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Sareasna panyakit urang nu ditanggung sareng kasangsaran urang nu dipikulna.
The translation of that is.
Hartosna nya eta.
Surely he has borne our sicknesses and diseases and carried our pain.
Anjeunna nu nanggung sagala panyakit sareng kasangsaran urang.
That rash was paining me.
Penyakit kulit kada melabdi kasiksa.
I could hardly put on my shirt.
Abdi hampir teu tiasa nganggo kameja.
I was waking up all times of night.
Ugah unggal-unggi.
Because of the pain. But he has borne my pain.
Anjeuna parantos nanggung ka nyeri abdi.
He has borne my sickness.
Anjeuna nanggung panyakit abdi.
It's already provided for me.
Ditos aya kang abdi.
It says, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
Tapi anjeuna ka tikam ku karana urang ngalawan.
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Anjeuna diremukeun ku karana kajahatan urang.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Ganjaran nu ngadatangkeun kasalametan ka urang.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
Dipasikeun ka anjeuna.
And with his stripes we are healed.
Ku tatu-tatuna urang cageur.
It didn't say you're going to be healed.
Dipasikeun saderek bakal didamangkeun.
It says you're healed right now.
Saderek didamangkeun ayeuna keneh.
So I found out something.
Abdi mendakan hiji hal.
In Proverbs chapter 18,
in Amsal 18,
it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Hirup jeung maut di kawasaan ku letah.
So I'm going to start speaking life to my life.
Abdi ngawitan nyarios ka hirupan ku hirup abdi.
And I begin to say, by his stripes I am healed.
Abdi ngawitan ngezapkeun ku tatu-tatuna abdi damangkeun.
And say these scriptures 3 times a day.
Ngucapkeun ayat-ayat eta 3 kali sadinten.
And as I woke up one morning,
terus abdi gugah dina hiji dinten,
no longer was it itching.
Karaos atil deui.
It had taken all of the rash off of my neck.
Cadaya penyakit dina beuheung abdi sae.
When I first started saying it,
terus ngawitan dingucapkeunana,
it looked like it was getting worse.
Kanyerina beuki karaos.
But I found out something.
Ani menakan hiji hal.
Sometimes the devil will try to make it look bad.
Iblis kadusaha kangong damel kaayan lagu ngawon.
As soon as you start resisting him with the word of God.
Parantos saderek nampi anjeuna ku dawuhan Allah.
So what happened?
Naon nu kajantenan?
God sent his word.
Allah ngintunkeun dawuhanana.
And healed me.
Adamangkeun abdi.
Now I didn't start out at this level.
Abdi moal ngawitan ku tingkat ieu.
At first I had to believe for the right doctor.
Abdi kedah percanten ka dokter nu pas.
And use my faith on that level.
Iman abdi dina tingkat ieu.
But what did I tell you about faith?
Naon anu jadi pasihan terang ngeunaan iman?
Faith grows.
Iman tumuwuh.
And now I can use my faith.
Dina abdi tiasa nganggo iman abdi.
For other people.
Kamu jalma reasanesna.
Sure.
Terus pasti.
So notice what God does.
Atas kenaon uku Allah dipidamel.
He blesses you.
Dan dina ngeberkahan saderek.
So that you can be a blessing.
Saderek tiasa janten berkah.
So now what is faith?
Naon iman.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Iman dasar ti sagala hal nu ku urang harepkeun.
The evidence of things not seen.
Buktos ti sagala hal nu teu katingali.
What is faith?
Naon iman?
Faith is simply acting on the word of God.
Iman mung bertindak numutkeun dawuhan Allah.
What is faith?
Naon iman?
Faith is a servant of the believer.
Iman nyata hamba urang percaya.
Now let's look at that.
Mangga urang tingali.
Let's look at Luke chapter 17.
Lukas 17.
Over in Luke's Gospel chapter 17.
Injil Lukas pasal 17.
Jesus teaches a powerful principle of faith.
Yesus ngawulang hiji prinsip iman nu pinuh kawasa.
Now look what it says.
Tingali naon anu dicarioskeun.
In verse 5.
Dina ayat 5.
The apostle said to the Lord.
Rasul-rasul ka Gusti.
Increase our faith.
Tambahkan iman abdi.
You see what I said?
Rek ningal naon ku abdi cariuskeun?
Faith can grow.
Iman tumuwuh.
And look at verse 6.
Tingali ayat 6.
And the Lord said,
Wala Gusti.
If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed,
Lamun sakirana maneh boga iman sagede sikeu sasawi,
you might say,
Maneh bisa nyarita.
Unto the sycamine tree,
Kayu tangkal ara,
Be thou plucked up by the root,
Gerainit,
Be thou planted into the sea,
Kejadi di jero laut,
And it should obey you.
Tangkal bakal taat ka maneh.
Now,
Ayuna,
Jesus is teaching,
Yesus ngawulang,
On the principle of faith.
Prinsip iman.
How to make your faith grow.
Kumaha ngadamel iman urang tumuwuh.
Is you planted.
Saderek nu melak.
So your faith can come up.
Iman saderek nu tiasa tumuwuh.
And you'll be able to do what you'd like to do.
Tiasa mindamel naon ku saderek resep.
Look at verse 7.
Tingali ayat 7.
But which of you having a servant plowing and feeding cattle?
Tadi antara anjeun nu ngagaduhan saurang hamba nu nyawa atawa ngaon.
Will say unto him.
Nyarita ka eta hamba.
By and by.
Bye-bye.
When he has come in from the field.
Sabaratos anjeuna mulus ti kebon.
Go and sit down to meat.
Mangga urang tuang.
and will not rather say unto him,
Dan anjeunna nyarios ka eta hamba,
make ready wherewith I may sup.
Sadiakeun dareun.
And gird thyself.
Kalian sanggeng mane?
And serve me.
Layanan kami.
Till I have eaten and drunken.
Bikanggeus dahar jeung minum.
And after thou shalt eat and drink.
Geus kitu kakara mane meunang dahar jeung minum.
Now, look at this.
Perhatikeun ieu.
God is talking about faith.
Hala nuju nyarios kana iman.
And then he talks about a servant.
Anjeunna nyarios kana saurang hamba.
So what is faith doing?
Naon nu iman pidamel?
Faith now.
Iman.
Is sent by God
dikintun ku Allah
to serve you.
Kamu layanan saderek.
To do things which in your ability are impossible.
Dalam hal di mana katiasa saderek anu teu kamungkinkeun.
Faith can get the job done.
Iman mah tiasa ngadamelna.
Now the problem is
masalahnya eta
many people are not giving faith anything to do.
Geur jalmi nu miwarang iman midamel padamelan.
So faith just comes in and lie around the living room.
Iman mung datang cicing di rohangan keluarga.
And sits down on the couch.
Dalik dina korsi.
Maybe watch television.
Nonton TV.
Because faith has nothing to do.
Kumargi teu dipiwarang barang damel.
But we need to put faith to work.
Urang kedah miwarang iman di damel.
We need to release faith.
Urang kedah ngalepaskeun iman.
So faith can serve us.
Iman tiasa ngalayanan urang.
You know, one time, I was in California.
Abdi nuju di California.
One of the states in the United States.
Di negara bagian Amerika.
And I was going to go to the airport.
Abdi bade mios ka bandara.
To catch an airplane.
Kanggo murut jadwal pesawat terbang.
And someone sent a limousine for me.
Urang ngintunkeun mobil anu mewah ka abdi.
And there was a driver for the limousine.
Aya supirna.
And he pulled up in the car.
Mobilna nyisi.
And he opened the door for me.
Ngabukakeun panto.
And took my bags.
Mangnyadakeun kantong abdi.
And I got in and sat down.
Abdi kelebet teras.
He closed the door.
Anjeunna nutupkeun panto.
He put my bags in the trunk.
Nyimpen kantong dina bahasi.
And he got in and drove off.
Lebet deui teras nyupiran.
And he drove me to the airport.
Anjeunna nyanak abdi ka bandara.
When I got to the airport.
Waktos dugi ka bandara.
I saw I was getting late.
Abdi hampir telat.
So what did I do?
Naon ku abdi pidamel?
When he pulled up at the airport.
Terus anjeunna ka bandara.
I opened the door.
Abdi muka panto.
And jumped out of the car.
Loncat keluar ti mobil.
And he had opened his door.
Anjeunna tas muka keun panto.
And gotten out of the car.
Keluar tina mobil.
And came around to let me out.
Muter kanggo muka panto mobil.
But I was already out.
Tapi abdi tas di luar.
And he said.
Anjeunna nyarios.
Sir.
Pak.
I was going to get the door for
abdi
you.
Abdi bade mangmukakeun panto kanggo bapa.
And do you know it hurt his feelings?
Ieu nyinggung perasaan.
You know why?
Terang-terang.
Because he was a servant.
Margi anjeunna saurang pelayan.
He was sent to serve me.
Anjeunna dikirim kanggo ngalayanan abdi.
Faith is sent to serve you.
Iman dikirim kanggo ngalayanan saderek.
You must put him to work.
Saderek kedah miwarang didamel.
He enjoys blessing
you. Anjeunna bunga nyugemakeun saderek.
And bringing God's inheritance to you.
Nganteukeun warisan Allah ka saderek.
So faith can be looked at as a servant.
Iman teh sa ditingali salaku saurang hamba.
Now there are some enemies of faith.
Aya sababaraha musuh iman.
In 1 Timothy,
dina 1 Timotius,
chapter 6,
pasal 6.
Let's turn over there.
Mangga tingali.
In 1 Timothy,
in 1 Timotius,
chapter 6,
pasal 6,
in verse 12,
ayat 12,
it says, fight the good fight of faith.
Sok tanding dina pertandingan iman anu bener.
Say that, let's say that again. Fight the good fight of faith.
Hayu ucapkan sekali deui, sok tanding dina pertandingan iman anu bener.
Let's say it one more time. Fight the good fight of faith.
Hayu ucapkan sekali deui, sok tanding dina pertandingan iman anu bener.
Now what is it saying to you?
Naon artina kersa derek?
There must be some enemies of your faith.
Kadana aya sababaraha musuh ti iman saderek.
So you must be careful of those enemies.
Kadana kedah hati-hati ka eta musuh.
And be watchful.
Oge kedah jaga-jaga.
Let me tell you a story.
Abdi bade nyaritakeun hiji carita.
There was a man.
Ka saurang pameget.
Who was crippled.
Nu cacat.
And he was in a wheelchair.
Anjeunna calik dina kursi roda.
And as he went to this meeting,
waktu sanjeunna dongkap ka hiji ibadah,
where there was an evangelist
who
was preaching the gospel,
nuju khotbah,
faith came.
Iman aya.
And when faith came,
waktu iman aya,
it came into his heart.
Iman eta lebet kana hatena.
And at that meeting,
dina hiji ibadah,
he got healed.
Anjeunna didamangkeun.
Got up out of the chair.
Anjeunna keluar ti kursi roda.
And walked home.
Jalan balikna.
He got home.
Anjeunna balik ka kumina.
And his pastor,
pandetana,
from the old church,
di gereja anu kolot,
that he was going,
nu biasa didongkapan,
heard that he had gotten healed.
Nadangu yeun anjeunna parantos didamangkeun.
And he stopped by the house.
Anjeunna dongkap ka bumi.
And this man who got healed,
tapa maget ka sudamangkeun,
came to the door,
maju ka panto,
and opened the door,
muka panto,
to let the pastor in.
Nyambut pa panita.
But when the pastor came in,
waktu sarta panita kalebet,
they sat down,
manana salik,
and began to talk.
Anjeunna ngawitanya reos.
But the pastor was saying something.
Eta nuju nyareuskeun hal-hal eta.
He said God doesn't heal everybody.
Allah teu ngadamangkeun setiap jalma.
He said some things.
Anjeunna nyaritakeun sabaraha.
That gave doubt and unbelief.
Anu ngajantenkeun karaguan sareng teu percaya.
So now when the conversation was over,
atus guneun caturang sae.
The pastor got up.
Pandeta teh gugah.
But the man who had gotten healed,
eta pamegat nu parantos didamangkeun,
could no longer get up.
Teu tiasa natih deui.
He had lost his healing.
Anjeunna parantos leungit damangna.
Because of unbelief.
Kumargi teu percaya.
There are enemies to faith.
Aya musuh iman.
When you get your faith,
waktu saderek ngagaduhan iman,
hold on to it.
Cepeng teras.
Don't let anything steal it.
Tunggu gika aya nu maling.
Nor anyone.
Geus urang oge.
There is another enemy of faith.
Aya musuh iman nu sanes.
And that is that enemy of strife.
Nu rea omong.
Hatred.
Mikangewa.
Bitterness.
Kapahitan.
Unforgiveness.
Tengahampura.
Because faith,
kumargi iman,
works by love.
Dikema, didamal dilebetkanya.
So you have to walk in love.
Saderek kada mapah dina kanya.
If you want to develop great faith.
Saderek horong ngembangkan iman nu ageung.
Now let's look at another scripture.
Ayeuna urang tingali ayat nu sanes.
Because I want to take you into the end of this teaching.
Abdi bade nyandak saderek kana pamungkas pelajaran.
With another thought in mind.
Kuemutan anu benten.
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Mangatingali 2 Korintus.
Now there are two worlds.
Aya dua dunya.
There is a world of the spirit.
Nu kahiji dunya roh.
And then there is a world of the natural.
Nu kadua dunya lahiriah.
There is a world that you cannot see with a natural eye.
Di dunia nu saderek teu tiasa ningali ka kusoca lahiriah.
But there's also a world that you can see.
Aya oge dunia nu tiasa saderek ningali.
I can see this book.
Abdi teu tiasa ningali ya kita.
But there's also a world that I cannot see.
Aya oge dunia nu teu katingali ku saderek.
Look at 2 Corinthians.
Tingali 2 Korintus.
Chapter 4 and verse 2.
Pasal 4 ayat 2.
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
Tingali 2 Korintus.
Chapter 4 and verse 18.
Pasal 4 ayat 18.
While we look not at the things which are seen,
sebab kami teu merhatikeun naon nu katingali,
but at the things which are not seen,
tapi nu teu katingali,
for the things that are seen are temporal,
bagi nu katingali mah sawatara.
All we can say subject to change.
Urang tiasa nyarios, tiasa robih.
And the things which are not seen are eternal.
Tapi nu teu katingali mah abdi.
So this verse is saying to me,
ayat ieu nyarios ka abdi.
While we,
sementara urang,
we who walk by faith,
napa ku iman,
look not at the things which are seen.
Ningali ku hal nu katingali.
But at the things which are not seen.
Tapi ku nu hal teu katingali.
Because of faith,
kumargi iman,
we can see things that you can't see.
Urang tiasa ningali hal anu teu katingali ku saderek.
Now you remember?
Saderek emut.
Yesterday,
kemari,
when I told you about getting a job,
abdi masih terang saderek ngeunaan milari padamelan.
And that faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Iman nya eta dasar tina sagala hal nu ku urang diharepkeun.
It's evidence of things not seen.
Ieu buktosna ti sagala rupa nu katingali.
We said or proof of things not seen.
Tapi buktos nu teu katingali.
Let's say it this way.
Cariuskeun ku cara kieu.
I'm going to get a job.
Abdi bakal kenging hiji padamelan.
I talk to the person who has the job.
Abdi nyarios ka jalma nu gaduh eta padamelan.
And they say to me, you can start next week.
Renenya nyarios sadarek tiasa ngawitan minggu payun.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
got a job.
Abdi kenging hiji padamelan.
Well, what do I do?
Tapi naon anu pidamel?
I start going home.
Abdi mulih ka bumi.
Because I want to tell my wife.
Abdi hoyong nyaritakeun ka pun bojo.
This good news.
Eta bungah pisan.
I got a job.
Abdi kenging hiji padamelan.
Well,
tah.
I start next week.
Abdi ngawitan minggu payun.
So the job has not manifested yet.
Enten eta padamelan teu acan pidamel.
I have not worked even one day.
Abdi teu acan didamel sadinten oge.
But notice what I said.
Sahatoskeun naon anu ku abdi caroskeun.
I got a job.
Abdi kenging hiji padamelan.
Why?
Nah.
Because inside.
Margi di lebet ate.
I believe.
Abdi persanten.
I can see myself.
Abdi kesiasan ningali diri abdi.
At that job.
Nuju didamel.
I can
abdi
see it.
Abdi kesiasan ningali eta.
On the way home.
Dina perjalanan
nuju. I stopped by the store.
Abdi nyimpang ka hiji toko.
To get a new suit.
Tong mesir acuk.
Why?
Nah.
Because I got proof.
Mergi abdi gaduh baktas.
I got that job.
Kenging eta padamelan.
I'm starting next week.
Ngawitana na minggu payun.
What did I get?
Abdi kenging naon?
I got his word.
Nampi eta terusan.
You see, his word brought to me.
Terusan ditujukeun ka abdi.
It gave me confidence.
Masihan kayakinan.
That that job is mine.
Padamelan abdi gaduh.
And because of it?
Mergi gitu.
I act like it.
Abdi medamel kieu.
No longer looking.
Teu milarian deui.
I'm happy now.
Inna abdi bunga.
No longer sad.
Sedih deui.
No longer wondering.
Bingung deui.
But now I'm solid.
Ayeuna abdi pengkuh.
Then I go home and tell my wife and family.
Ulah ka bumi nyarita ka pun bojo.
I've got a job.
Abdi kenging hiji padamelan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I start next week.
Ngawitan minggu payun.
So now.
Ayeuna.
That's the way faith works.
Nya ieu cara iman didamel.
But notice I have not worked yet.
Perhatoskeun abdi teu acan ngadamel.
At that job.
Padamelan eta.
I'm looking not at things seen.
Teu ningali hal anu teu katingali.
But at things not seen.
Anu teu katingali.
Now let me tell you.
Bade masian terang.
There is a whole world out there.
Aya hiji dunya di luar.
That you cannot see.
Anu teu katingali ku saderek.
Let me prove it to you.
Abdi dibuktoskeun ka saderek.
We have something called a radio.
Kurang gaduh hiji barang namina radio.
It is a little box.
Nu ukur kotak alit.
And this is the way it looks.
Nya sapertos kitu katingalina.
Just a little box.
Mung kota nu alit.
But this radio.
Tapi radio.
It is a receiver.
Alat nu tiasa nampi.
To pick up something that you can't see.
Kanggo nyandakna naon katingali ku saderek.
Call radio waves.
Nu disebut gelombang radio.
Now.
Ayeuna.
All I have to do.
Ngabdi kedah pidama.
Have it tuned in.
Nyambungkeun ka listrik.
And turn it on.
Mencet tombolna.
Watch this.
Ratoskeun ieu.
That's music.
Nya ieu musik.
You know where it's coming from?
Dari kerang teu mana?
A station.
Stasiun pemancar.
That's miles away.
Jauhna mil-mil.
But it sends out waves.
Mancar ieu ngirimkeun gelombang.
Called radio waves.
Disebut gelombang radio.
Sound waves.
Gelombang suara.
And I pick it up.
Ku abdi dicanak.
And it's manifested.
Dimanifestasikeun.
As sound.
Salaku suara.
And I can hear it.
Ya sakadangu.
Well, that's the same thing here.
Anu sami.
Those things are in the spirit.
Ayeu aya dina roh.
But as you pick them up.
Waktu saderenya keta.
In your life.
Di lebet hirup saderek.
You are a receiver.
Saderek teh nu nampina.
And you're able to manifest those things.
Biasa ngamanifestasikeun hal.
Now, let's go to the last part.
Urang teruskeun ka nambegan akhir.
Because this is the part I want to get to.
Sabab ieu nu hade didugikeun.
Turn to Matthew chapter 6.
Buka Matius genep.
Matthew chapter 6.
Matius genep.
Over in Matthew chapter 6.
Sakali deui Matius genep.
He says this.
Nyaritakeun.
Seek ye first, verse 33.
Ayat 33.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Janganilah kerajaan Allah.
And his righteousness.
Bebeneranana.
And all these things.
Kekabehna oge.
Shall be added unto you.
Bakal dibikin.
Now the kingdom of God.
Kerajaan Allah teh.
What is the kingdom of God?
Naon ari kerajaan Allah teh?
It's the reign of God.
Nyaeta pamarentahan Allah.
It's the rule of God.
Ieu hukum Allah.
It's the government of God.
Anu jadi pangawasana.
It is the authority of God.
Ieu otoritas Allah.
Coming in the earth.
Turun ka dunya.
Now Jesus said something.
Yesus nyarioskeun.
Here's what he said.
Ieu nu dicarioskeunana.
Pray this way.
Sabab eta ngadua teh kieu.
Thy kingdom come.
Tumping kerajaan anjeun.
Thy will be done.
Oge nu dipimaksad.
In the earth.
Di dunya.
As it is in heaven.
Tepatos di surga.
Now notice what he said.
Perhatikeun anu dicarioskeun.
Pray this way.
Mun ngadua kieu.
Pray that thy kingdom come.
Supaya kerajaan Allah rawuh.
So God's will can be done.
Rencana Allah ngawujud.
In the earth.
Di dunia.
As it is in heaven.
Seperti di surga.
So now.
Ayuna.
When Jesus came to the earth.
Waktu Yesus sumping ke dunia.
He brought the kingdom with him.
Anjirna nyanda kerajaanana.
As a matter of fact, he is the king.
Faktana anjirna raja.
Of this new kingdom.
Di kerajaanannya riye.
Now he has to set up his kingdom.
Hanya kena nyiapkan kerajaanana.
And the first place he establishes his kingdom.
Tempat munggaran anjirna ngabanguna.
Is inside you and me.
Nyata di lebet pribadi saderek sangabdi.
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
Buka Lukas 17.
As we look at Luke chapter 17.
Mangga tingali Lukas 17.
It says in verse 20.
Dina ayat 20.
And when he was demanded of the Pharisees.
Numutkan petarosan orang Farisi.
When the kingdom of God should come.
Bami kerajaan Allah bakal sumping.
He answered them and said.
Yesus ngawalar.
The kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
Kerajaan Allah sumping te ayat andana.
Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there.
Or
behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now we know he was speaking prophetically at this time. But when Jesus went back to the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit who enable us to receive the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, into our hearts. And when we receive the King, we receive the whole kingdom. God sent the kingdom of God inside of you. But that's not all. Let's go over to Colossians chapter 1. We're
going
to find out something else about the kingdom of God. Now realize the kingdom of God is the rule of God, the reign of God. The government of God.
Kekuasaan Allah.
The authority of God.
Otoritas Allah.
Even the anointing and power of God.
Pengurapan jeng kawasa Allah.
Coming into the earth.
Yang julungsur ke dunia.
Now all of a sudden.
Ujug-ujug.
We find it's coming inside of us.
Urang tiasa kenging kerajaan Allah dina diri urang.
When we got born again.
Waktus urang dibabarkeun deui.
We received the king.
Urang ngampi eta raja.
And when we received the king.
Waktus eta raja.
We received the whole kingdom.
Urang ngampi sadayana kerajaan.
He brings the kingdom with him to set up inside of every believer. Now look what it says in Colossians chapter 1. And look at verse 13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now, once we got born again, not only did we get the kingdom in us, but now we got put in the kingdom. And in the kingdom, the way you get it to operate is by faith. You must walk by faith and not by sight. Now let's see how the kingdom operates.
Tingali kuma kerajaan beroperasi.
Because the scripture that we read said, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Dilari heula kerajaan Allah.
Seek how it operates.
Dilarian kuma kerajaan beroperasi.
What it does.
Naon udah pindah mana?
Let's go to that.
Mangga teraskeun.
Let's go over to Mark chapter 4.
Tingali Markus 4.
As we look at Mark's Gospel chapter 4.
Waktus ningal Markus pasal 4.
Look what it says here.
Tinggal naon dicariuskeunana.
In verse 26.
Dina ayat 26.
So is the kingdom of God.
Nya kieu hal kerajaan Allah teh.
As if a man cast seed into the ground.
Seperti jalmi nu ngawurkeun binih kana taneuh.
And verse 27.
Ayat 27.
And should sleep and rise night and day.
Ngina anjeuna kulem sareng siangna anjeuna gugah.
Now here, in Mark's Gospel chapter 4.
Dina Injil Markus pasal 4
and verse 26
ayat 26
and 27
sareng 27
he's telling us how the kingdom operates.
Dina masihan terang urang kumaha kerajaan beroperasi.
He said so is the kingdom of God.
Dina nyariosna kieu kahal kerajaan Allah teh.
As if a man would cast seed into the ground.
Contohna hiji jalma ngawurkeun binih kana taneuh.
We won't turn to the scripture.
Urang teu ningali ayatna.
But the Bible says
kitab suci nyariosna
the seed is the word of God.
Nyata dawuhan Allah.
That's found in Luke chapter 8 and verse 11.
Kapenak dina Lukas 8 ayat 11.
Now look what it says in verse 14.
Rataskeun anu caroskeun dina ayat 14.
In this same chapter.
Dina pasal anu sami.
The sower soweth the word.
Nu nabur dawuhan.
So let's look at your life.
Urang ningali hirup saderek.
Let's say you're a farmer.
Misalkeun saderek saurang petani.
And you need something to grow.
Saderek kedah melak pepelakan.
What are you going to do?
Naon baris dipidamang?
First you're going to get yourself some seed.
Ngawitan saderek kedah kenging sababaraha binih.
This is seed.
Nya ieu binih.
And this seed?
Binih ieu.
Is no good in the bottle.
Saya upami disimpen dina botol.
It's got to be put where?
Kedah disimpen di mana?
That's right, in the ground.
Di lebet taneuh.
And anyone knows that.
Sawai pasti terang.
So notice.
Ratoskeun.
You've got the word of God.
Saderek ngagaduhan dawuhan Allah.
And it's your seed.
Nya binih tea.
So the sower.
Janten nu nabur.
Sows the word.
Naburkeun dawuhanna.
So notice what it says in.
Perkawis naon disaroskeun.
In verse 26.
Dina ayat 26.
So is the kingdom of God.
Nya ieu kerajaan Allah.
As if a man cast seed into the ground.
Jalma nu ngaburkeun binih dina taneuh.
So what are we going to have to do?
Nya nu kedah kurang dipidama.
Get some soil.
Candak taneuh.
So I've got soil.
Abdi nyandak taneuh.
And I'm putting this soil.
Nimpenna dina taneuh.
In this container.
Di lebet pot.
And as I put it in this container.
Abdi bade ngalebetkeun taneuh kana pot.
This soil now.
Ayeuna taneuh eta.
Is ready for seed.
Siap kanggo diawuran binih.
Our hearts.
Hate urang.
Are the soil.
Nyata taneuh.
It's ready for seed.
Parantos siap kanggo nampi binih.
Now notice what we put into it.
Rataskeun naon anu kurang dilebetkeun kalebetna?
The word of God.
Dawuhan Allah.
Now careful what word you speak.
Rataskeun dawuhan anu kusadayak diucapkeun.
Because this soil
kumargi taneuh teh.
Will grow whatever seeds I put into it.
Bakal ngajadikeun binih naon wae anu dilebetkeunana.
Suppose I keep speaking wrong things.
Sama urang ngucapkeun hal nu lepat.
All the time.
Panjang waktos.
As I speak these things.
Ratos abdi ngucapkeun hal ieu.
And speak words.
Dan ngucapkeun kata itu.
They go into my heart.
Bakal lebet kana hati abdi.
Now the soil.
Ayeuna taneuhna.
It just begins to grow.
Bakal ngajadikeun.
And these seeds begin to come up.
Ini ieu ngawitan janten tangkal.
And it'll grow whatever I plant.
Tangkal jadi naon bae anu ku abdi dibelah.
So I want to make sure.
Abdi hoyong mastikeun.
That I plant the word of God.
Yen abdi melak dawuhan Gusti.
So if I need some healing.
Kuy abdi meriogi kawarasan.
I get some seeds for healing.
Abdi nyanak binih kanggo kawarasan.
If I need some joy.
Kuy abdi periogi sukabunga.
I get some seeds for
abdi
joy.
Abdi nyanak binih kanggo sukabunga.
If I need to prosper.
Kami periogi kamamuran.
I get some seeds for prosperity.
Bantu nyanak kanggo kamamuran.
As I plant those seeds.
Aktos abdi melak eta binih.
Then God begins to give increase.
Ah, ngawitan masihan tambahan.
And look what it says in verse 27.
Tingali naon dicaroskeun dina ayat 27.
Should sleep and rise night and day.
Tengah wengi anjeunna kulem sareng dina tengah dinten anjeunna kulem.
The seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how.
Tapi ngaluarkeun sirung nu beuki luhur kumaha jadina ku jalma nu teu.
First the earth bringeth for the earth bringeth forth of her fruit of herself.
Dunya ku sorangana ngaluarkeun buah.
First the blade.
Ngawitan tanggalna.
Then the ear.
Keras bulirna.
After that, the full corn in the ear.
Keras butir nu pinuh dina eta bulir.
But when the fruit is brought forth.
Pama eta buah parantos asak.
Immediately I put in the sickle.
Engal diarit ku eta jalma.
Because the harvest has come.
Sebab usum panen geus datang.
So what happens?
Naon kajantenan?
All seeds produce after their own.
Sadaya binih ngasilkeun sesuai jenisna.
Corn seeds produce corn.
Ciki jagong ngasilkeun jagong.
Apple seeds produce apples.
Iki apel ngasilkeun apel.
So when you speak word,
tos saderek ngucapkeun dawuhan,
your heart now has become soil.
Padahal saderek pertos janten taneuh.
And the way the kingdom operates,
cara kerajaan beroperasi,
is that whatever you plant,
nya ieu nu saderek pelak,
it comes forth.
Ieu bakal katingali.
Now understand,
cing ngartos,
the word itself,
dawuhan eta nyalira,
can come forth,
biasa kaluar.
And bring to pass whatever you have need of. So the Bible is designed
dan kitab suci dirancang
to give you the knowledge of the kingdom, which is able to bring to you, lead you to, produce for you everything you have need of in this earth, independent of what's going on around you. Here, in Mary's life,
Mariam,
an angel appeared to Mary
Mariam,
and told her, Hail Mary,
Mariam,
thou art highly favored among women.
Istri,
and he said, Unto this day shall be born unto you a child.
Bakal ngandung seorang budak lelaki,
and his name shall be called Jesus.
Yesus.
And Mary said,
Mariam nyarios,
How is this going to happen to me? I don't know a man. He said, The Holy Ghost is going to come on you.
And overshadow you.
And this holy thing that shall be born shall be the Son of God. She said, Be it unto me according to thy word. Notice all she had. Was the word of God. And over in the book of John, it says in verse 14, and the word was made flesh. She received that word, and the kingdom started working. Mary started expecting. She started walking funny, because now it's time for the baby to come. Notice a word became flesh. A word became the Son of God. A word can become your healing. A word can become your automobile. A word can become your children's salvation. What am I saying? The just shall live by faith. You hear the word? Faith cometh. And now this faith is designed to work for you and bring to you or deliver you in every situation in life. For the just shall live by faith. God bless you.